This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, you can buy the book. And it's, well, you see, it's right. Somebody, oh, you can't see it. Gumby took it out of the picture. Eh, whatever. He slid over a little bit with it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Ain't that hard. Plain simple English, right? You don't need the college degree to figure this one out. It's all the things that you've been taught over the last 8 years. All those things that you were taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I show you, you don't have to hate. You don't have to be haters about it. Right? You know, you get some information, find out truly what we're like from us, not from the left side who likes to share so much fake news. Oh, yeah, lots of fake news. See, I think they've kind of changed their tactics a little bit. It used to be the war on everything, right? Have you heard that lately? There's no war. They went, oh, my God, that didn't work. Right? And I was talking to somebody today about how the Dems for years, remember they had, who did they have sewn up? Come on, anybody? Raise your hand if you know the answer. That's right. The blue-collar workers. When was the last time you heard them refer to their base as the blue-collar workers? You know why? Because they don't have them anymore. They belong to somebody else. They have finally decided that the group that said they had been taking care of them all these years really wasn't taking care of them at all. So thank God for that. But today, one of my favorites. He is a favorite of mine. I think he's hilarious. Al Franken decided that he was going to play lawyer. So this comedic writer that went into the Senate decided to take on a lifelong judge. Now, if that doesn't show you that he has single-digit IQ, then maybe you have single-digit IQ. Let's take a listen for a few minutes and watch him get tore up. Come on. You know, this never works the way I
expect. Hey, guys, it's Brian Burt.
And here we go. You can skip this commercial. But this is a little clip of what Franken was trying to, you know, pull Gorsuch on the carpet.
He openly discussed his litmus test. He said that he...
Oh, come on.
He would, quote, appoint judges very much in the mold. Scalia, during the final presidential debate, then-candidate Trump said, quote, the justices I'm going to appoint will be pro-life. They will have a conservative bent. Now, Justice Scalia was a man of great conviction and, it should be said, a man of great humor. But Justice Scalia embraced a rigid view of our Constitution a view blind to the equal dignity of LGBT people and hostile to women's reproductive rights, and a view that often refused to acknowledge the lingering animus in laws and policies that perpetuate the racial divide. Judge Gorsuch, while no one can dispute that the late Judge Scalia's love of the Constitution, the document he revered, looks very different.
Go ahead, Al.
Anytime from the one that I have sworn to support and defend. So
Al Franken is now telling Judge Gorsuch that the judge that he holds in high esteem, the one that's revered by many as a strict constitutionalist, understanding and knowing the Constitution, pretty much could rewrite every word of it, and he subscribed to a different constitution than Al Franken did. Because we know Al spent tens of minutes studying the Constitution. It's just amazing to me. And this is where the elitism kicks in big time. This is where those people on the far left that are so elite, so well-educated, so hung up on education, so they can screw you up like this guy. He thinks he's so much better educated, so much smarter, because he's not a conservative, because he's a liberal. They really believe that you're not well-educated if you're a conservative. Isn't that equal and fair? And, you know, and all this stuff he talked about is the same old, tired, liberal platform line. Let's listen. I just thought you'd have some fun. And here he is. I know he's played a lot of things online. I mean, he can make almost anybody feel good, right?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Who? I'm curious. Unreal.
Come on. Judge Gorsuch, while no one...
It's the NSA. I'm telling you, they hate us.
...can dispute that the late Judge Scalia's love of the Constitution.
We're going to allow Al Franken to get his thoughts together, since he can't seem to get it out. And we'll be back in a minute. More said Franken says he knows more than Scalia when it comes to the Constitution. He's going to take another hit on a crack pipe. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. No way, Daddy. Yeah.
We are back. I just like the music. I'm joking. Maybe I should do a music show, like oldies that nobody wants to listen to anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please do get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And I've already got book 2 in my mind. But I'm afraid to, I'm not going to tell you what the title is. I'm going to wait. Because it'll make a few people crazy again. I am Joe Messina. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me commenting in. Oh, we have a Facebook feed. And that thing on Facebook. If you want to head over there, you can also. There's smarter people than I in there as well. We're talking about our, God, I grew up with this guy. I always thought he was funny. On SNL, but I was also pretty much of a dope in high school, so I mean, well, maybe it was the dope too, but I don't know, whatever. but always got a kick out of him. And now he's a senator. I mean, how did he go? Well, maybe it's the same thing. I don't know.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Can anybody send me a list or find a list of the people that actually like him? I mean, sorry, you can't take his votes. Because remember, there was a big question where all of a sudden a couple of buckets of votes were found for him. And they'll never admit to that on the left. They can't do that. But think about that. You know, it was a tight race, and then all of a sudden, you know what I mean? And you guys, you guys in the at Facebook feed, some of you are going to get arrested. Seriously. You should have been writing for him. Gary says he's guilty of existing without a license. That was funny, Gary. I almost lost my coffee on that one. And then today, when he was in there, he was getting frustrated and laughing at Gorsuch. Like he had a clue. Look, it doesn't take a high IQ to get elected. Forgive me, I have some friends that are congressmen, but it doesn't take a high IQ to get elected. Just it takes a lot of money and some people walking the streets for you in more ways than one. But and Dave, you're right. Yeah, he would laugh he was laughing. And I think he was laughing because he was nervous and stupid at the same time. I mean, seriously, you think Al Franken could understand half of what they were talking about today? And when Ted Cruz started talking technical, if you would, you know, using legal terms, I'm sure half of those Dems fell over. They had no clue what was going on. Just like when I used to talk about technical stuff to my friends or to clients or to other people, you'd see their eyes glaze over and you knew you had to pull back a little bit. But I wouldn't have done that. If I was Gorsuch, I would have been using all kinds of terms that I knew not only could Al Franken not spell, but he wouldn't understand. I think that's the way to go. Ken, Al Franken's guilty of impersonating a senator. That was good. And stop stealing my words. Jack Wagon is mine. Sorry, in case you're new to the show. Now, Phil, you have the name of one of my favorite people growing up. Not Phil. Sorry. Phil Esposito. He played for the Boston Bruins. Loved him. Derek Sanderson, Jerry Cheevers, Esposito, or all of them. That was the team. Anyway, I'm not a sports guy, so whatever. Anyway, yeah, he probably was. I mean, I was joking earlier, but really, for him to come up with and say some of the things he said, I'm sorry. He went out for a smoke before the thing, and I'm not talking about tobacco. Anyway, let's hear what he's going to say.
Document he revered looks very different from the one that I have sworn to support and defend.
Now, just because he swore to support and defend it, anybody here really believe that he would even, if you left the Constitution rolled out on his desk, do you think he'd know what it was? He'd probably think it was a piece of paper somebody spilled coffee on or something.
So it troubles me that at this critical juncture in our nation's history, at this moment, when our country is so fixated on things that divide us from one another, that President Trump would pledge to appoint jurists whose views of our founding document seek to reinforce those divisions rather than bridge them.
All right. So our founding fathers somehow had views that divided us, and that's no good. Think about what he's saying. The guys who put this country together, the guys who made it so a low IQ, a human person like him, could become a senator, they didn't know what they were doing. Now, if you want to take it from the viewpoint that the fact that he got in shows they didn't know what they were doing, I guess he's got a point. You know, this is like hanging yourself. But the reality is this quote-unquote experiment, as it's referred to, as a republic, as think about this, as a government that was put together so the people ran the government and not the other way around. Right? This is a novel idea today. But the Dems, it has to be in their DNA because they have fought so hard to turn that around. Now it's, You know, they want to run the people. They want to tell you what's best for you to eat, what's best for you to smoke, what's best for you to wear, what kind of air to breathe, where to go, what kind of water you... Just nuts. Just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's hear... I don't even know... Well, then I have time for Gorsuch.
This is an important...
Anyway, it was just amazing. When I heard that, when I watched that, I was just amazed. And if you could put up with it for any length of time, watching Feinstein, him, and others try to question that man. Now, producer Tammy came in at one point and thought that Ted Cruz was being too softballish. And my take on it was a little different because, you know, he's going to get beat up for the next 3 days, right? And I think Cruz, and I'm not a Major League Cruz fan. I think he's too much of a stuffed shirt, but that's just me. But I think the way he was going about it was he was trying to make a story or put something together that Gorsuch could talk to or speak to in a way that people could understand because half the words he was using, I couldn't even spell. I don't understand what he was saying. So, if that's the case, I'm sure there's a few other people out there that didn't have a clue either. So, you would think that the carnival was over then. But that would have been too easy, don't you think? So, when we come back, Gorsuch, we're going to play a couple of clips of Gorsuch. Because I know some of you, you know... Especially you conservatives, I know you were working today. There's no group paying you $1,000 a day to hang out and protest. We're going to play some of his rebuttal to some of the questions that the Dems are asking him. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on TCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back.
Sit down. Get the album yourself. You can dance another time. We don't dance on this show, except when producer Tammy's around. Then there's no stopping anything. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I want to encourage you not to get into Facebook posting wars, because you can't win. You can't have a fight with somebody who has no ammunition. That's just not a fair thing to do. But anyway, when they put things out on Facebook and you want to have some fun with it, I always say this: instead of arguing back and forth, because you know they've already swallowed or already had the talking points tattooed on their shoulders, so you're not going to get them to change. So what you should do is just respond to them almost in a Columbo-ish way. You know, remember, some of you go back and look at the old Columbo series. And he always asked questions like he was a buffoon, like he didn't have a clue as to what's going on. And he already had you hooked. Put them in a position where they can't answer the question without hanging themselves. And then they're going to tell all these stories, and they're going to call you all kinds of names. And they're never going to really deal with the issue. And then your response should be, that's nice, but what about A, B, and C? Like the argument I was having with somebody online the other day. Point blank, I want to know if posting, whether you're a journalist or not, if posting somebody's tax return on the interweb or anywhere else was illegal, then should she be arrested, investigated, whatever, or tried, or whatever it is? And they kept saying no. I said, okay, so you're for breaking the law. You're encouraging someone to break the law. And they kept saying no. And I said, well, you can't have it both ways. If it's against the law, should she be brought up on charges? No. But you want Donald Trump impeached for something that somebody says he did. Right? We have, and this is constant with the Democrats. I was going down this road. But I want you to think about this, all right? So Trump talks about grabbing private parts. He has all these conversations about the man he'd love to be. And Billy Boy Clinton, or Billy Bob Clinton, which is the best way, he actually does it. He actually sexually assaults women. He actually has to pay women off to go away. And these women have come forward. He had a long-term relationship with a woman. He's done all this, all these things that are nasty and bad to do. And this seems to be a habit of the left. Remember John Edwards? That piece of work was with another woman while his wife was dying of cancer. And you guys wouldn't say anything negative about him. What does that say about you? You're self-righteous bunch of yo-hos today, sitting there in the Senate hearing, trying to rip out a guy that's got more moral fortitude or foundation than any 20 of you damn senators over there. Yeah, you know what? And I say that because you listen to them talk and listen to what's going on and listen to what they won't speak up to when it's their own team, but when it's somebody on the other team, they're guilty of everything. Maxine Waters, who says, you know, we're going to find something to impeach him with. Well, that sounds like the American way. I know you're not guilty, but I'm sure there's something I can find. These people are really sick. This is a real sickness. This is what I keep telling you. I'm not asking you to be violent. Don't get me wrong. But don't let them get away with anything anymore. Stop letting them decide what words mean. Stop letting them set the narrative, set the story. Jump all over their stuff. And you don't do it the way, don't do what they do. You're an idiot. You're a right-wing ideologue. You know, you're a homophobe, a racist. And all those words you'll find in my book. Ramblings of a White Ring. Can we fix him? I'm going to fix him. He thinks he owns the place. There you go. If you're watching, you know what I just did. It's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get it on Amazon. All those things you were taught to hate about us. All those things that they've absconded with. And now they're going to tell you what's right. And when I say they, you know what I'm talking about. Now, look. I have friends that are moderate Democrats. I have family that are moderate Democrats. So I don't want to hang everybody. I don't want to paint with that broad of a brush, okay? I love my family. They're not crazy people. They are not the crazy. All right. There's a couple of them. We all have them, right? Can we just... We'll just move that along, okay? We all have a couple of them. I won't mention any names. But for the most part, when I talk with them, they talk and they vote like conservative Republicans. And I think the reason they're registered Democrats is because Grandpa was, Uncle Fred was, you know, Uncle Vito was. It just doesn't stop. But that's no reason to do that. You know, so we have to stop this garbage of being parties and start being Americans again. That's what's going to save this country. And those yo-hos, yeah, see, I knew. All right, hold on. I'm just trying to relax this. You know, you look at Franken, and then you've got what is this? Is this Feinstein? This is Feinstein, right? They all look the same to me. That's her, right? Okay. So, Diane, yeah, good for her. I think it's time for her to retire. We should have an age limit on these people. I don't mean for life. I mean to be in the Senate or the Congress. So anyway, so she tries to attack Gorsuch. A dumb move. Another one who, you know, you're going to come after a lawyer, someone who practiced law, ate, slept, drank, and that's all he thought about was law. You're going to attack him. And then he's been on the bench. You're going to attack him. And what I noticed in the questioning by the Dems today, it's all about the little guy and not about the law. In other words, they want you to make the law as you go, case by case. So even if the employer is in the right, even if the employer has followed all the rules, if you got to feel bad for the guy that made the mistake. And you have to rule in favor of the guy, no matter what the law says. You really want these people, I said it, you really want these people in a church? because you will lose whatever right that they don't think is right for the moment. That should scare you.
So I'm just looking for something that would indicate that...
It's usually kept between the ears, but in your case, not so sure.
You would give a worker a fair shot. Maybe it's in your background somewhere that I don't know about, but I'd like to have you respond to it any way you can.
Senator, I really appreciate that. I think there is a way you can take a look at this question without me potentially prejudging a case. And I appreciate your respect for that. And just to finish that thought, I'm concerned that I have to look the litigant in the eye in the next case. And if I prejudge that case, they can look at me and say, you're not a fair judge. And I've got no answer for that. So what I think can give you comfort in this area is, Senator, I know a case or two has been mentioned yesterday. Respectfully, I suggest that does not represent the body of I've written 2,700, I've participated in 2,700 opinions over 10 and a half years.
I wish you could see your face. Because it's not the, you know, if you can read body language at all, it's not the face that says, I'm really interested in what you have to say, and I'm trying to understand. It's like, whatever. Yeah, okay, go ahead. I can give you the time anyway.
And if you want cases where I've ruled for the little guy as well as the big guy, there are plenty of them, Senator. The Ute Indian tribe.
Would you be willing to submit some of them?
Oh,
it's hard to read 2,700 cases.
I'll name a bunch of them right now.
I mean, Trans Am.
I'm sorry, Senator. Of course, Ute 5 and 6, Fletcher, the Rocky Flats case, which vindicated the rights of people who had been subject to pollution by large companies in Colorado, uranium pollution. I'd point you to the magnesium case, similar pollution case in the Salt Lake, in the Salt Lake City area. Colorado's effort with renewable energy upheld that. Or versus...
She's looking at her notes going, ah, crap. Let me see if I can find something else here. It's good. This isn't going to work.
City of Albuquerque, involving pregnancy discrimination in the police department in Albuquerque. WD Sports, a discrimination claim. Casey, Energy West, Crane. Simpson versus CU, involving young women who have been...
her head's spinning at a million miles an hour, going, okay, I'm not going to shut him down now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. And the buffoons today, known as senators on the left. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at bigagenda411.com. That's bigagenda411.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Please answer the question.
Well, I heard some people talking. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. Ouch, ouch. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. If you head up to the website, there's a chat room at therealside.com for you people that don't have a Facebook page. You don't like Facebook. You can always converse with each other there. Get involved. We check that. Or if you're on Facebook, you know, you can find us there. You can enjoy that as well. I think you enjoy that as well. People smarter than I am. Some of the stuff I can't repeat. You guys, you know, the NSA is going to hunt you guys down. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I love this. You know, we got people like Senator Feinstein, she thinks that she has a clue about everything, and she's another one that is questioning, calling in the question, the knowledge of somebody who's been in law his whole life. She has, and he has. And for her to say that the Constitution is a living, breathing document, you know what? I get what she's saying, but here's the deal. It's not up to senators.
It's not up to congressmen or people, women, whatever they're using today, to decide that the Constitution just changes willy-nilly, or to expect the judges to decide what it would mean today. If it needs a change, Senator Feinstein, it's called an amendment. Right? One of you yo-hos, I don't remember who said it. Well, you know, the Constitution, our forefathers didn't understand, didn't see forward that we would have the internet and, you know, Lady Gaga and things like that. How could they legislate for those things or include those? Well, who the heck would include Lady Gaga in the Constitution anyhow? And if you talk about communication and the press and getting information out there, wouldn't that by default include the internet? Or any other way mental telepathy, I don't know. Any other way you would move news around? Would it include it all? You don't have to make a specific rule for everything, do you? Do you tell your kids, here's the deal. You know, you want to get your allowance or whatever. You've got to brush your teeth every morning. You got to take out the, you know, all this normal stuff that we've all done. And I'll give you an allowance every week, okay? Now, do you sit there and you write out the directions and go, okay, most people have 32 teeth in their mouth, but you're a young guy, so I think I've only counted 15. I want to make sure you go in. We'll number the teeth on a chart, and we'll go through what... Do you have to get down to that level? You don't have to do that with the Constitution. If there's something that it actually doesn't reference, doesn't deal with, then you can do an amendment. It's really that simple. That's how we got rid of FDR instead of having him, afterward, instead of having like a whoever president in there for, 27 terms. Like I'm sure Obama would have been there because I'm sure they have enough ballots, enough trees to kill to make phony ballots to keep him in there. Anyway, let's finish this up with the senator and Mr. Gorsuch.
Been harassed by the football team. AM, Browder, Sutton. I can give you a long, long list.
And we'll find them and we'll read them.
And Senator, the bottom line, I think, is that I'd like to convey to you from the bottom of my heart is that I'm a fair judge. And I think if you ask people in the 10th Circuit, is he a fair judge? You're going to get the answer that you got yesterday from both Senator Bennett and Senator Gardner and from General Kochel. And the same answer you got from Senator Allard and Senator Salazar 10 years ago.
She looks like she's
Senator,
on a line.
I can't guarantee you more than that, but I can promise you absolutely nothing.
I love it. I love that stuff. You know, it's amazing. And then I saw some of you were listening too, right? Then a couple of the senators came out and they wanted these letters put into the record. And the letters could be from anybody, right? There was from a reporter, an article from the paper. They went through all these things, and I'm thinking to myself, sure, because I'm sure they were very friendly towards him, don't you? I'm sure that they had in mind anything that would make him look better or be neutral or whatever. No, they were all negative. It's just amazing. So he's not. We already know that he's not going to get a fair shake, right? I mean, can we agree with that at least? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hey, on a quick note, I don't have it in front of me. I read it earlier today, but how many of you guys read about the Secret Service agent that said that she wouldn't take a bullet for the president? That she was no way she was going to protect him. And she was supposed to. We were told, we were led to believe that she was being fired. Let go, because that's what you're supposed to do. Well, I got news for you. She was moved laterally to a field office in the West. I'm trying to find out where it is. But you think about that. So you can still get away with just about anything. Now, there was a GOP representative that was booed at a town hall. You ready for this one? For supporting the military. Now, some of you are sitting there going, that's impossible. That's not right. There's something wrong with that. This was a Detroit area congressman. And he was booed by the attendees after he said he supported funding for the military. Now, here's a Republican out of Michigan. How he ever got elected, I don't know. But he held a town hall event in a convention center in Michigan. And after receiving pressure from a liberal activist group, Michigan People Campaign. Now, see, this is why I wouldn't do these. You know what I would do? I would do a town hall by phone. Because unless you're going to be civil, unless you really want to, really honestly want, because I believe the majority of these town halls now are filled by people that aren't necessarily constituents, right? People that are being paid to be there, or they've been busted. And don't tell me they're opening up the voter rolls and running down Republican, Democrat, decline to state, independent, whatever, 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 who live in their areas and say, come on, here's your chance to talk to the congressman. You're not doing that. You know as well as I do they're not. Here, you got to listen to this. It's 10 seconds or whatever. I think you can put up. I had to put up with it. You can too.
I support more funding for our military.
Right, so they got these little red cards on them that say, like, disagree or rebel or whatever. You know, I know, when my kids rebelled, they got punished. So take that for what it's worth. But we don't want to give money to our military? What do they want it for? Oh, they want it so everybody has health care, free water, free cable, the whole nine yards. Remember, last year we did that story about Detroit shutting water off. And water is a right. Apparently getting water to your house is a right, human right. So people who were behind on their bill, right, months and months and months behind, they were starting to shut off the water. Now think about some of these bills were $200 and $300. The average bill in those homes was $30 or $40 a month. How long did they have to let it go? Right? They're in there doing an interview, I'd have to go back and look it up, but I remember this because it infuriated me. They're doing an interview with a woman who's talking about how bad it is, how she has to go down and fill up these 5-gallon buckets of water somewhere. I think at the, they have those machines that fill up the 5-gallon filtered water. And she was irritated because she had to go down and get them, throw them in a car, bring them up the stairs, bring them to her house. And I would have felt bad for her, but, you know, it was because she didn't pay the bill. And water's a human right. As I could see the flat screen in the background off her shoulder and the cable box underneath, not the cable, but the satellite box. Right. Now, last I checked, those screens back, you know, were not cheap. So I don't know where she got that. Because she was on a fixed income, and I'm sure the cable wasn't free. I'm just guessing here, and I'm sure the cell phone in her hand that she kept waving around, she wasn't on. Oh, she might have been on the special Obamacare plan, but I don't think so. So I'm sorry. When you're really trying to make ends meet, when you're really willing to suffer a little bit, maybe we'll meet you somewhere. But when you're just spending money like that, not interested. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Like I said, if you're on Facebook, you got to restart or refresh shortly after the hour. Anywhere else, just check back in. In about 10 minutes, we'll be back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.